This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk. It's a look inside a world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. It's the Wind Up Media FM production. We are back.
Why are you automatically British starting out?
Yeah, why?
Well, because I didn't figure I was going to do it much this episode, so might as well get everyone going at least the one time.
Terminate that.
If that was it, yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's over.
Yes, enough.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm lodging a formal complaint.
I second that.
Surreal Talk Council convene. What's up, everybody? Been 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
No, it's been two, man.
Has it been? Three?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. We did the STOT show.
A fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
A fortnight.
You're an
exactly.
Englishman, right? Fortnight.
Don't get him started.
Yeah, no, don't. Okay. Sorry.
I don't play that game.
So this week, this episode, we're going to be talking about Mars and
any
different facets. But the Perseverance rover just crashed down, if you will. And is,
I don't know. It landed properly. Did it do it soon?
Slowly.
I watched it. You've seen the
images of it. It's really cool.
There's a video they released. It's really nice.
Yeah. And isn't there something? I saw something. I didn't listen to it. The sounds of Mars.
Yeah, there was
what did it sound like? I didn't.
Wind. You could hear Martian
wind. Not much.
Oh, what, really?
A few seconds, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a wind. I guess there what's it? Like 6% of our atmosphere. How can it?
Less than that. It's like 1%.
1%.
Can't be much of a wind.
It can't be, but I mean, there's enough of wind. They've got video of dirt or dust devils on Mars.
It probably
so there's
really.
What would a fart be on Mars?
Sensitive microphones. To
dense
it would stink. Huh?
Honestly, be really dense. It'd have to hang out right where it's at. Think about that. Because if the wind is 100 times less dense than ours, it's gonna take a lot to push a fucking dense ass fart around.
Why is that?
We're breaking it down for you today.
Thank you. One. Yes.
Any other questions?
No.
Well, yeah.
What would a dump be like on Mars?
Well, you would start a whole. You could colonize the entire planet.
Well, you want to terraform.
Leave it there. Just start pooping.
All right.
Enough bacteria.
Manure.
Come back in a few million years and see what's left.
We'll get back to it.
You eat some corn, come back and have a lush society filled of corn people.
What was that planet that Khan was on in Star Trek?
Dude, I don't remember.
SETI Alpha 5 or
SETI
something
Alpha
like
4,
that?
Yeah.
Whatever. It was blown out of orbit.
Something
that
like
was a movie. Or Ricardo Montalban.
God,
I have no idea.
Eric has no idea.
He was quoting. He was quoting Moby Dick.
Was he?
I'm thinking, yeah, I spit at thee. Remember the round the Norwegian maelstrom.
You calm down over there, Armand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting into
good
it.
Book, except for 180 pages of whale migrations.
Armand,
you can skip that part.
You your voice is putting me to sleep. Within like a 3 week period, 3 countries hit Mars.
They hit them? You mean probes that hit the one
in the atmosphere, one in,
we did it. Yeah. That Chinese did something, right?
Yep. And you get the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, yeah. Boy, good for them.
I know.
How many Emirates are there?
Out of left field. I don't know. They're all United, nine. Though.
A few million.
Nine Arab Emirates.
Nine.
I think the capital is Abu Dhabi.
Is that right?
I don't know. It's not Dubai. I think you're right. I think
it is Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Boy, they got so much money, I don't know what to do with it.
So you've not seen any of the video from this Armand?
I think I saw the landing on YouTube.
Some of the images it sent back of like I've seen the 360 images is just breathtaking. I mean, well, not that there's much. It's almost more or less a desert, but how clear the
was
sky
your
is.
Was breathtaking?
It was a little bit.
You still
bit.
Have breath.
It was a little.
You seem
to think
to have
about
your
what
breath.
It is. To think about what it is, it's kind of breathtaking.
Okay.
And to exist on another planet and see that kind of quality. It's not like back in the day whenever you were getting an image is basically the size of a stamp. You know what I mean? You got 1,800 pixels or something representing it. Now you've got a billion pixels.
My question is, why the hell aren't we there yet? All right, enough's enough. Let's get there.
If Elon has his way,
I mean,
yeah. Well,
Armand, we just can't live there though right now.
Just visit. We got to the moon. Let's get to Mars. What's the big deal?
Well, it's kind of a bigger deal. It's a long trip, depending on when you leave.
It's been 40 years. Let's go.
These guys left
50.
Since, what, Viking? And
no, since we hit them, since we landed on the moon.
All three of the countries left.
Jesus Christ.
They launched early August or late July of 2020.
Yeah, but what can be gained, honestly, at this point?
Why not? They waste all that money.
I'm a big fan of doing this kind of things, but
how
why not?
How much can it
cost? A lot of billions and billions.
They
think
blow
the
billions and billions.
So
got billions.
What do you think
billions.
Is a better spend of that resources?
Well, like look at they can't.
Telescopes.
They can't. Well, I agree, but they can't put the damn telescope. What is it? The one that's been supposed to
the
get
observatory
a,
or whatever.
The one that's supposed to be really great. It was supposed to go up in like 2019.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about Hubble.
James Webb. The James Webb. What's going on with this thing?
Think about Hubble though. They had that the horrible mirror problem.
Yeah, but they fixed that.
Well, they did, but it's not the point. You know, shit happens in science, man.
Yeah,
they can't
that
fix
and
this.
We're almost fucked, weren't they?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, but that's an orbit. This thing's gonna be like a Lagrangian point. There's no fixing this thing.
What exactly
if it's fucked up, it's gone. That's it.
There's no retrieving it.
The lens was distorted or something. Like it was, you know.
Yeah, due to the differences in temperature or some shit, the lens slightly distorted, and that was enough to fuck up its imaging sensors.
So how
it's all blurred.
Basically, something about. I don't know, something they changed the depth of the focal point like with a screw or something. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how they brought the tool. They had to send up a mission to fix it.
You sure it wasn't the O-rings?
I don't think so.
That was a space shuttle.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. That's what blew apart the space shuttle.
That's not a funny joke. You're talking about people dying.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey,
that's NASA for you.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I'm not
going to
hold it against you.
Challenger mission 86, eh?
I'm not going to hold it against you.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, what's this thing supposed to do? What isn't there some kind of vehicle or something they put on there? What or does it dig into
the Perseverance?
Perseverance.
So you want to know like what it's doing on Mars?
Its mission.
Yes.
Okay.
What is its mission?
Basically the same thing as the rest of them. Go over there, start taking soil samples. Well, it's got a lot better instrumentation now.
It's supposed to dig down though, isn't it?
Yeah,
the other ones do
life.
That too.
Hang on, I've got it in the document. You see that link there?
Yes, this was your. Side, Eric.
Why don't you put it up here?
Eric, put it up there.
What are you talking about? Cast it?
Link me.
I did Viking, so let's get Eric going.
Viking was 75, right? 1975.
Right. Well, it was many years.
I think it was 1975. I'm pretty sure. I remember. I was in school.
You were in school.
I was in college.
We got 75 to 83. So what I thought the coolest thing about the Viking mission is they actually found proof of life. So they thought they had what was called the labeled release life detection experiment, and it had four positive results. From the two different landers we put in the Viking 1 and 2. And they were 4,000 miles apart. So it comes kind of crashing down whenever they did a search for organic compounds and found no organic compounds. So they said that what they found was not actually life. It was something imitating life, which is kind of crazy.
That's even more astounding.
So the key objectives for imitating the Mars 2020 life. Mission, the Perseverance, is explore a geologically diverse land site, assess ancient habitability, seek signs of ancient life, particularly in special rocks known to preserve signs of life over time. Huh. Gather rock and soil samples that could be returned to Earth by a future NASA mission.
Now, would that be such a cataclysmic finding if they said, wow, for sure there was bacteria once on Mars? Would that change anything?
It's life outside our planet, we know. We don't know.
Well, we already suspect it, so it's not going to change much.
Right. Would it be
the first
it's
evidence.
It's confirmation.
Yeah, confirmation. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Would it be that astounding, though?
It no longer would be.
I mean, if you saw a little green man, that's different, but, you know.
If you saw more than bacteria, if you saw, like, bigger than multicellular
movie,
evidence
movie,
of multicellular.
Life was gnarly, dude.
I haven't seen it.
You've got to watch it, man. It's like they get those, they get a soil sample back from Mars, you know, and, like, they're on the ISS, and they, like, it's coming back, and it's off course, so they got to kind of catch it. As it's flying by him.
What movie was that?
It's called Life.
Oh, I think I saw that.
2017, something like
that. It went terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong, yeah.
Lots
of death.
Who was in that?
Even Ryan Reynolds is the one. He dies first, though, so it's...
Yeah, he was. That's right.
Thanks.
Oh.
What happens at the end?
Fuck, I'm not telling you. It's a good movie, though.
I wish I could remember. I'd spoil
it
for everybody.
He's not the main character was the fucking point there.
Let me tell you one thing that this Perseverance isn't doing and hasn't been done since these Viking missions. It is not trying to detect life on Mars. They have not sent any life detection experiments. They did stuff for past signs of life,
right?
But nothing of current life.
I think
isn't
that's
that kind of weird.
Probably. No, I think that's probably
all signs of ancient life and ancient habitability.
But whenever you had four positive results like that, take a look at your test and try it again, maybe.
I don't know. Is it that difficult to do? You would think if you're going to get all the way there,
no,
you
it's
might
the same
as well.
Thing. Basically, past
that's what I'm
did,
saying.
You
know, I don't know why
years ago.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Right. It's more or less you take a mixture and add some life to it. If it starts to bubble, then you know there's something in there. Basically. That's all it is.
I think it's a little more than that.
When are they going to get to Europa?
That's Pasteur's version
isn't,
of it.
Isn't Europa the best shot?
The moon?
Yeah, moon of Jupiter.
I don't know, man.
Because it's got water. They know it's got water.
I wouldn't think that'd be a great thing.
I thought there was seas of methane on there.
Mars should be as far as we go for now, in my opinion. Why bother spending the money? Send probes, sure. We've sent like the New Horizons probe and all that.
People to Europa, but
yeah, but what?
But I mean, I bet if you,
probes by there.
I bet if you put on somebody's tax form, say, listen, would you like to donate $25 to send people to Mars? I bet a lot of people would do it. You know, we need like this much. Or
would you do it? Would you put $25 on there?
Well, if I could,
if you instead guarantee it wasn't going to something else,
right? Exactly. I'd rather do it than
Let me. Give I guess it to if it was bridge, taken out of what I've already paid.
Right, exactly. Okay. Would you rather? Would
if it's
rather,
not an additional,
yeah. Would
sure.
you divert it to NASA to go
Fuck
to Mars?
Yeah, put it all there.
I bet everybody would do it.
Yeah, yeah. We can't.
But we don't do that.
Well, I want some roads. I do want some cops. Yeah. Let's take care of a little bit of
That's
social
state
programs.
Stuff. That's state. I'm talking about. Good point. What does a federal government do?
Yeah, I'm going to want a little bit of Army. A little bit of Army.
No, obviously nothing.
A little bit mostly
Navy.
NASA.
Yeah. Navy.
Navy.
Yeah, Navy's
sure.
fine. Whatever.
I got that. Did you see that? That
Marines maybe.
Anti-ballistic missile they fired from that destroyer. It knocked that missile out.
No.
It worked. Yeah.
Really. What was
from
range?
A destroyer? I don't know, but it supposedly it
was
the
it a rail
experiment
gun?
Was
the ICBM?
No, I think it was anti-ballistic missile.
Huh. No, man, I didn't. I don't keep track of that kind of war.
And Noam Chomsky said it was a offensive weapon. When's that guy gonna die? Enough of him. God.
Not
idiots
soon enough,
live
Armand.
Longer than
you're on it today.
Yeah, I hate him.
God damn. What do you know about the canals on Mars, Armand?
I don't think they exist. Discovered parenthetically by
fucking allegedly,
Schiaparelli.
Right?
Percival Lowell.
Well, I thought Schiaparelli was a discoverer of.
Let's take a look at what Schiaparelli did.
Yes.
Schiaparelli.
And not hot pink Schiaparelli, not that one, not the clothing designer.
No.
I thought he was the one that discovered the
canals?
Martian,
no, man.
Martian
so.
Canals.
Is it S-C-H-I-A?
S-C-H.
Yeah, yeah.
Astronomer Schiaparelli.
Right.
I don't know.
He's Italian.
I see nothing that says he found canals.
What do you see? What do you
see? He doesn't have his glasses on, man. He doesn't
see
shit.
Oh, I forget. Let me see.
Here's what my research today. He became one of space's first popularizers when he wrote many books for the general public back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. In his books and writings, he said there were canals on Mars built by an intelligent civilization.
Who said that?
Percival Lowell.
Oh, Lowell.
Yeah.
Oh, a bullet in my ass.
He claimed to see the canals in his own telescope and produced several sketches that are still available on the internet today. I got a link I can post later on the group.
Yeah, he discovered Pluto, right? Robert, him and Tombaugh. That's why it's called
yes.
Pluto. Lowell and Tombaugh.
Right. Here's you want to see what the sketches look like he did?
Yeah.
Right, I'll throw it up on the TV here. Well, no, I won't. I'll show you from my computer screen, though. Right here.
So are they going to have women with three breasts on Mars? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I'm reading too much Philip
that.
K. Dick.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a short story by Philip K. Dick. Total Recall. Yes. Yeah.
The chick with the three boobs.
These pictures not showing.
And the guy has like the fucking weird old hand that he brings out and shit.
Yeah, they were mutants.
Yeah, here we go.
That's right.
Hey, who discovered the Martian canals? They were first described by the Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli.
What year?
During the opposition of 1877.
Huh.
Yeah,
right around
find,
the same time
I
as
find
Lowell.
Well, that's long before Lowell. Lowell's not that old.
Well, late 1800s. He was
born then, wasn't he?
No, that's when he published his books for public consumption back then.
Because Pluto was discovered in 1930, right? So how old was the guy when he discovered it?
I don't know, but you're
all right, well, man, it probably makes sense. Schiaparelli called these canali, which was translated into English as canals. So I'm right again.
There are obviously no artificial canals.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Mars that we found.
You can keep it, Armand. You can keep it.
Really? Forever?
Do you believe in the canals on Mars or anything? What about the faces on Mars? You remember that back in, what was it, 80s,
Mars
early 90s?
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they'd that's show like, all these pictures. I actually have a bunch of them.
That's like Jesus' face in peanut butter and stuff, you know?
No,
really? No, yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's always making him a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, you know,
and
I saw
Jesus'
face
Jesus
in a burrito.
Face was on
the potato chip chase.
Yeah,
the
Virgin
like
Mary
in
my taco, you know
Come
what I mean?
On, yeah.
That's
make enough peanut butter sandwiches, you're going to get Jesus' face.
I've never made
Einstein
one peanut butter
too.
Sandwich in my life.
Want me to make you one? I got some.
No, I don't like peanut butter.
I'll have one.
Not for you.
What the fuck?
No peanut butter for you.
You got any jelly?
Yeah, I got jelly too.
So I guess you could say there are some canals on Mars, but they're basically, you know, done by wind and what water existed in one time on there, just dug it up by nature.
Yeah, they weren't actually like the Suez Canal, you know.
No. Some people actually still think, though, there's a civilization living under the surface on Mars. I don't think I buy it.
Ferdinand de Lesseps went up there and made the canals.
Did he?
Yeah. Do you know who
Hell of a sailor.
You know who he was?
No, I don't, actually.
Suez Canal. He was the engineer.
Well, thank you for that.
And then he tried to make the Panama Canal. He tried to do Panama. He failed, and they arrested him in France. Because a lot of people invested in it. They got pissed off.
He just took the money.
He went to jail. Yeah.
That's what you get.
Ferdinand de Lesseps. We had to go down there and do it.
Neither of you guys know who Martian Manhunter is?
No.
Is that John Carter?
John Jones.
Oh, I
Martian Manhunter. It's from DC Comics.
Yeah. John Carter was...
Carter of Mars, yeah.
Yeah, he was Edgar Rice Burroughs when he got sick of writing Tarzan novels.
Yep.
Started writing John Carter. That was a terrible movie.
As I say, they did a movie of it. I caught the trailer, didn't want to watch
See
it.
See that?
What was it?
They made it into a young adult type movie, didn't they? Like a
very young adult. Yeah. Infant. John Carter. Did you see it? Who was in that?
I don't know the fucking movie.
Awful.
You haven't told me the name yet.
John Carter.
No, not at all. I've never seen a movie called John Carter.
See, it's worth seeing. It's that bad.
I wouldn't
it's
watch
funny.
It. It sounds dumb.
Do we have that in our collection? In the archives?
I think we do. You have to check the room.
Completely legal archives?
Some people's kids, man.
I don't fucking know you. Taylor Kirsch. Okay, that
Taylor
was the kid.
Kirsch?
Yeah. That's for the remake of it in 2012.
They made a remake?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just don't fuck with it.
Oh, it's funny. Come on. You got to admit, that's pretty funny.
So what are the chances that it's, you know, billions of years ago there was a civilization on Mars?
Civilization almost zero, yeah.
Almost?
I mean, there's a chance. I mean, anything's fucking possible, but billions of years ago?
How would that change shit?
Okay,
not
billions.
Just the small life, but if we found just ancient civilization, every bit of it.
Like, I think the theory is there was water, right, on Mars.
Yeah. It was
that doesn't necessarily
It was a wet place.
Yeah.
Much wetter place.
Yeah.
Much thicker atmosphere. It used to have a molten core. Doesn't anymore, so it doesn't have the electromagnetic field that Earth has, protecting it from all the cosmic radiation, which is one of the reasons its atmosphere is so thin. It's been fucking just plowed off
the
core.
Bombarded, yeah.
Just over time, it stopped spinning, cooled. It's smaller than us. It's smaller than Earth. They had a similar iron core, but definitely not the mass to sustain
it. Iron nickel core, right?
Yeah, iron nickel, yeah. But
like you, I think 150...
Which is another reason I don't think we can colonize it so easy. If we're not protected from the elements of
space.
Who the
hell wants to? Who wants to
colonize? I would never go. Would you, Eric, would you hop on the ship and go?
It depends on if
the one-way trip
blow up.
One-way trip.
Is the Earth going to end?
No.
Is my going going to help mankind at all? Or
maybe?
No, hell no.
Maybe. I don't know why I didn't want you.
Yeah, you're leaving the Earth would probably help mankind.
Do I get
That's
to
true.
Give? Yeah, fuck
that would, high five. That would definitely be a boon.
Do I get to leave a bunch of money? I mean, will I get to give people?
Dude, you're going to Mars for whatever reason. You want to go or not?
Never coming back.
I got
back.
Family. I can't just like not have money for them. I mean,
you got insurance. Your family will
so
be taken care of.
Okay, so my answer is no. I'm not going to Mars. You know, if it's like a Bruce Willis thing where I got
to
go up there.
I'm not going to space.
Bust this fucking asteroid.
I don't think I'm going to space.
Not in current technology.
No.
Well, I'll just wait till they invent transporters. Honestly, I'll be dead by then, I'm sure.
I'm just waiting until my new job comes up. And it's
Are we
going to
live?
All
right, listen. I'm 20 years older than you guys. Am I going to live to see people on Mars?
I think you'll see people on Mars. Colonists, no. Explorers, yes.
So I'm going to see the first man on Mars, you think?
I think so. First people. Person.
Person, yes. Sorry.
Persons, maybe?
Yes.
One giant step for Armand.
Are we ever getting any further? What's next? The asteroid belt? Where are we going next?
There's no reason.
You can't go to Jupiter.
Opinion. Well, yeah, you can't go to the gas giants.
Well, no, you go to the moons. You'll go
yeah,
to
but even still, what's the
Io
point?
Or something. Well, what the hell? Why not?
There's no
I'd rather be on Io than Mars. At least you see a volcano.
There's no reason.
See some lava.
You might go out to the belt and pick up big old ice blocks to take back and try to help terraform Mars.
Well, wait a minute. Now you're saying we'll never get out. We'll never even.
I'm not saying
get
that.
To the outer planets.
No, I'm sure we will. I've seen plenty of movies where they go out there for whatever goddamn reason.
Yeah, I know in movies. I'm talking about real life.
I don't think it'll be technologically a problem for super much longer. Once they get a better drive system,
we really need to put the funds toward fucking propulsion, or figuring out how to build a wormhole. You know what I mean? Versus,
that's I'd rather just work.
Well,
on propulsion.
What does NASA spend their goddamn money on anyway?
I'm not on the board.
Global warming.
I don't know their.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Global warming. That's got to be it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're
the
catastrophic.
Aeronautics and space.
They'll save us. Yeah. Thank God. That's money well spent.
It is.
See, do you think it's no reason at all to colonize Mars? Other than vanity?
No, I think there is a reason to colonize Mars. I would rather spend NASA's money on shit like that.
What would the reason be to colonize Mars?
Our planet's not bad enough off. We do still have plenty of space. We're just not using it, right?
No, but this is more like, I think, like the moon landing. It's purely, you know, one small step for a man, etc.
You need a space race is what you're saying then.
Against whom? Who are we racing against?
ruin the USSR, of course.
No, not them anymore.
It's all
China.
No,
we beat them. Chinese.
Damn, I'm a little bit behind. The USSR is still a thing. They still got the...
They're all
cosmonauts.
Drunk on vodka. No, we don't think they lost.
Come on, comrade. Let's get the fuck up and go to the fucking Mars.
That's Vidania.
Woman astronaut in training for the Mars mission.
I can't hear you when you're talking in the microphone.
So there's a woman astronaut already in training for the Mars mission. Somebody from the Facebook said that.
Now, I don't think we're supposed to use pronouns like that, right? You're man or woman.
He's
or
quoting, though.
She, he.
He's quoting somebody.
I'll use
comment.
Whatever pronouns right.
Don't
I
use
want,
that.
Though, too,
there's no difference.
Does this matter to you, Norman? Does it blow your mind that 1903 was the first powered flight on Earth?
Okay.
And 2021 was the first powered flight on Mars. Perseverance has its own little drone. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did. Okay.
So, I don't know. I find that to be an interesting little
120 years. You know what I mean?
And we're powered
from being a grounded species. You know what I mean?
Not rocket. Rockets notwithstanding. I don't consider that to be powered or controlled. Let's say controlled flight.
Controlled flight. There you go.
Chinese have been shooting off rockets for a long, long time. And there had to have been a couple crazy China people who put them on a basket and tried to blow themselves up.
Yeah.
Think that happened?
Those guys flat.
Some Wile E. Coyote shit back in ancient China.
Oh yeah. Well, there's films of the guys doing that in like the 19th
That's modern
century,
China.
Yeah.
You think they did it in like you know?
Oh,
the,
I don't know what they were up to.
1500 years
Who
ago.
Who owns Mars?
Nobody.
It's like Antarctica.
Space is unownable.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
Like, see, I disagree with that though. What if you sent out and stole an asteroid that's in orbit and brought it back?
Start
it's
right.
That,
that, well, that's
back.
They talk about doing because that's profitable, and that I would think that might happen.
See, I don't. How profitable could that be? Because if you bring back anything in that amounts, you're almost going to crash a market. You know what I mean? Say you brought back
I get it.
A fucking
diamond.
Any size asteroid that is even a small percentage of gold or diamond or
well,
whatever.
I don't know about but I mean like lithium or something. You need that for batteries because we don't have enough for nowhere near enough
Fair.
For all these lithium.
Hopefully we can find one rich in helium because we're out of that too.
Yeah, we need rare earths, which I guess probably even rarer on an asteroid.
Rare asteroids.
Actually, they're not that rare. They're difficult to mine. You know, they're not rare. It's just they're hard to get at.
We've got the easy shit.
Yeah.
It's like oil. We're almost out of the easy shit. Because there's plenty of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to find it. And we've already drilled in all the low spots or the high spots, so to speak.
Well, it's fracking. There's plenty. Don't worry.
You pro fracker?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it don't bother me much either. They did it right, and it's not that big a deal.
Of course.
Just me opinion. What about terraforming, though? You think that's possible?
No.
That's what NASA
Absolutely
says.
Absolutely not.
That's what NASA says. Musk doesn't believe it. He thinks it's possible. He thinks there's enough water locked up in the poles if we were to heat it up that it would do it. NASA estimates, though, that even by heating the soil that's there and releasing the carbon dioxide, and melting the water in the poles by dusting it and allowing it to get hot, still couldn't get 10% of the density we have on Earth of atmosphere.
No.
That's why I think we need to go get a couple giant fucking ice chunks and just start dropping them on that fucking planet. Similar to like how we got our water, so they think.
Like a comet.
It's still going to take thousands of years. That's
feasible? I don't know.
Not with the current technology,
Musk
no.
Musk is more. I don't. Yeah, why terraform the damn thing anyway? I don't know. I mean.
Well, then you wouldn't have to live inside of a bubble.
You ever think about that maybe
what's wrong with living inside a bubble?
There's something that they know that we don't. Like, they're going, they're like, fuck, we got to figure this out. We're all worried about spending and shit. And it's like the movie 2012 where, you know, the fucking, they all know that the world's going to end. Got to get this shit taken
what was
care
the one,
of now.
How about the one with Brad Pitt? What the hell was he doing on Mars? He's all by himself.
No, that's the Martian.
Right, the Martian.
That was Matt Damon.
Was it Matt Damon? Yeah, all right.
So that was a good movie. Okay. They just go to check out Mars, do some science experiments. Okay. They're getting ready to leave, and there's a big fucking dust storm or whatever.
Oh, is that what happened?
And they end up having to leave Matt Damon. They think he's dead, actually, and they take off. They're halfway back to Earth, and he finally gets some equipment fixed to send out a signal. I'm not dead. I'm here, and I'm trying to live.
Oh, yeah.
So for a while, he's got enough food, you know, he can eat on rations and whatnot. But eventually, he has to learn how to grow his own food on Mars, which I thought was cool. He took all the shit that they'd left, like their actual like feces, and used it to make fertilizer and make the soil fertile, and grew his own potatoes and shit. It's pretty neat. Blew himself up at one point because he fucked up his oxygen generation.
How long was he there by himself? Like a year or something?
Eric just broke his microphone.
Wait a minute.
Can you fix that? He was there over a year by himself, I believe, or even more than that.
What was the one I'm thinking of? What was it, Ad Astra?
Okay, that's Ad Astra. That's where I put it. Right. Yeah. I haven't seen that. Have you seen it?
Oh, boring. Boring. Oy.
What are you doing?
Got it. Maybe.
Looked like you were juggling.
Juggling? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie that dealt with Mars? Armand?
I liked Robinson Crusoe on Mars. It's 1964.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of
Pretty
it.
Pretty good. Yeah.
See? Was it basically the same thing as The Martian?
Basically the same thing as Robinson Crusoe.
Except on Mars.
Except on Mars. That's
space
right.
Space modulator.
Yeah. It was a hell of a lot more exciting than watching him, you know, making moonshine out of potatoes or whatever the hell he was making.
Just food?
Yeah.
Well, at one point, he was out of ketchup, so he started dipping his potatoes in Vicodins. He said, there's nobody here to stop me.
I would, too.
Very bitter, he said.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Total Recall, though, that's probably my favorite. Everybody loves that one.
Didn't they remake that, too, though? Was the remake
we don't talk
good?
About that one, it's but bad, the original huh? the original bad, was huh? pretty good.
Yeah. Angry Red Planet?
Not seen it. What was that about?
I don't know. Apparently Mars was angry about something. Yeah,
how have you not seen it? You've seen every movie.
Because I saw I saw it on Amazon Prime Video. And I was like, this doesn't look as good. So I just kept going. But I guess I'll check it out.
What about War of the Worlds? You guys remember the...
I like the original with Gene Barry.
What was it 1934 or something?
No,
like
54.
50s, was it?
Yeah, why the 50s. Fuck do you like all them old movies like that?
Because they were well written and well acted. And
it's the first time a lot of these ideas were used before they became tropes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Originality.
Huh. The one with Tom Cruise wasn't bad. You know, I like the original.
I thought the one with Tom Cruise was pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
they both end with the kind of, like you said earlier, it's a Deus Ex Machina, like,
yeah.
which is a savior from out of nowhere, basically. God of the machines is what that means. And
right.
It's whenever a story resolves from a completely unrelated outside force.
I hate that.
From
it's
Greek.
Like, it's here comes reinforcements out of nowhere. We didn't even call for them, but here they come.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, the cavalry, et cetera.
Right.
It's from Greek theater, you know, because that's when the gods would descend and save the...
They almost pulled that.
Were you?
Hey, man, look, I didn't even touch it.
Now we got to hum. Pick it up. Pick it up.
No humming.
You want me to come in there and fix that for you? Here, trade me spots for a minute.
This kid. Let's see. What other planets have we gone to and filmed them? Let's see. What was that Astra 2?
Went
to Uranus. Which one was that one?
It was a Russian one way back when. They said it only lasted for a few minutes before it melted.
This is nice.
No, I'm talking about films.
I think
well, obviously, 2010 went to Jupiter. So did 2001, I guess. Right? They went to Jupiter.
Yeah, 2001 Space Odyssey was on there.
Yeah, you can have each of these moons except for Europa, which they ought to make a movie about that. We go to Europa and piss them off.
Like there's already some.
Of course, screw you. We're going to Europa.
What was 2010?
That was the one where the monolith turned into the big asshole on Jupiter and it swallowed the planet and it turned into another sun. Remember?
What the fuck is he talking about?
That. You haven't seen that?
I've not seen
that. With Roy Scheider? No. I liked it better in 2001. I thought 2001 was terrible.
It wasn't like Jaws on Jupiter.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Jaws 4.
I guess Eric and I have switched spaces now and I've got his microphone somewhat
working.
2010.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Is it fixed?
Yeah, put on those headphones. We'll just go from here.
2010, the year we make contact.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Did they make contact in the movie or?
More or less.
I barely even remember 2001, to be honest with you. I remember some monkeys dancing around the monolith. I remember, I can't do that, Dave.
Yeah, because that was like 68 and kids would get stoned on LSD and go watch it. And it was real cool. That's why it was so popular.
Yeah. There's been a lot better movies for that sort of thing.
Yeah. And it was, what's his name? Kubrick.
Stanley.
Yeah. Although, you know, a lot of the things he did for that movie were revolutionary, and that's why Star Wars and all that, after that, I mean, he really, a lot of special effects.
Right.
It was seminal.
He's the one that,
Kubrick.
I guess, pioneered those?
Well, his
special effects, what?
His special effects guys, I guess, because he wouldn't accept anything that looked even, you know, before that, you know, he's had a bunch of little lights or whatever. Those are stars, and he didn't go for that crap. It had to look just right.
He's a perfectionist.
Yes, that's what he was.
I get that.
I was just thinking, remember I said a few minutes ago on the Viking missions they found evidence of life and then they haven't sent back detectors since then after they said that they were probably wrong?
Yeah.
Say they're suppressing it. What possible reason could they have? Let's just think.
Hostile life. It could be hostile life.
Well,
is that suppressible, though?
Yeah.
If they're hostile enough,
we'll
find out. I guess
they control
what
pictures are released, but why would they continue sending shit back and...
Okay, yeah.
I can't think of any reason.
Why that?
Religious reasoning, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. In this day and age, with the stupidity of people, you know, it probably would be hysteria.
So if you find life on another planet, does that mean that, you know...
We're not the center of the universe.
I don't think it means
a lot
shit.
Of religion.
Well, what, no,
well,
I mean, for
we all know we're not the center of the universe. So
no, we don't
Galileo
all know that.
Figure that
There's
one
about
out.
A billion Christians don't know that. So I'm
not
just,
a billion, but...
Right, so I'm just saying
a
like...
A billion Muslims, maybe. What do you think Muslims believe? They believe the same thing.
I don't have to worry about that.
Why not?
Because it's not my problem what they believe.
Why is it your problem with Christians?
Yeah.
It's not my problem what they believe either.
So why is it a problem at all?
It's their problem, not mine.
He's talking in circles. You got me and Armand confused.
That's circumlocution.
Yeah.
Okay.
You agree with that?
Sure, circumelectrocution.
Circumcision.
Does it matter what people believe anyway, though? I mean, I don't really give a shit, except for climate change.
I give a shit. You know how many
then you're a fucking idiot.
You know how many people have died in the name of those type
of beliefs? Yeah, that's bad. I agree. But if you just believe, listen, if you want to believe the Earth is in the middle of the universe and the sun, you know, rotate or spins around us, I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Yeah, you want to believe that man is not affecting the temperature of the planet. I don't care that
but there's
crazy.
No proof of
that's your belief.
I want to see the scientific proof. And not only that, you're spending trillions of dollars on that.
There's no proof that could be put in front of you that would change your mind.
You've already said this, Armand. It doesn't matter what proof you get. You're not changing your mind.
You are dug in.
You're an American.
And
you're an Armenian,
that's
too.
That's right. No, I'm an American.
Okay, well,
Armenian heritage.
Hey, what are you going to do, you know?
Hey, hit that second button on the left down. Not the red one. You got to turn it up. This is too late now. It's not even funny anymore. Never mind. Just stop touching stuff.
Let me hit record.
Well, the question, I mean, like you were talking about, though, I'd rather spend $1 trillion a year on going to Mars than on global warming, which we're not doing a damn thing about.
Well, yeah, but
stupid.
So, like, maybe you could justify that.
That's space program.
Maybe you could justify that. Hey, we're fucking the Earth up. Global warming's real.
So what? Fuck it. I don't care. Maybe it's true. Great.
I don't want to sound like an asshole.
Case
maybe
closed.
It's true. Fucking Mark.
What are they doing about it,
though?
That's the question. What are they doing about it? Nothing. We need more. We need more research.
We need to take that $1 trillion if you're saying spend $1 trillion to go to Mars. Let's just use it domestically.
Somebody cut that video clip.
Fix problems at home.
Sure.
Like I said, I love space exploration. Put it into a fucking $100 billion telescope or whatever, $200 billion, and take that other $600 to $800 billion and do some domestic, shit. You know what I mean?
Just don't spend it on climate change. That's all
I'm
saying.
Fix Social Security. You know what I mean?
Trillion's not going to do it, brother.
Well, it's a start.
They got Social Security on Mars, you think?
They will have.
Mm.
Actually, Mars will have to exist as a communism for a while, pretty much. What do you think?
Ooh. Well, it'll be a colony of one of our countries. Well, our rules and laws will go.
Would it be a socialist civilization? I guess.
It would have to be socialist,
At the start, it would have to be. The scant amount of resources you've got there,
you have to work together, dude. You can't. There's no way to not.
I don't know if we even...
How many
people
would
be stupider and stupider, I think. We might as well just colonize the moon. Wouldn't you say, what's the difference?
That'd be easier.
Why go to Mars?
What's smaller?
What is?
The moon.
Yeah. Okay. What's that got to do with it?
Fucking, we got...
But we're not going to... If we're not going to terraform it, and we still have to live in a bubble or whatever.
Okay.
Why don't you just go to the moon? Right? Doesn't that make more sense?
I mean, I don't know. I don't
know. Now, to visit Mars, but that's not, Musk wants, you're going and you're staying, right?
They were taking volunteers for a lifetime trip, but
yeah.
I think now the talk with SpaceX or whatever is just a visit.
Oh, they're coming back. That's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Impossible. So, how do they, they're coming back, huh?
Right.
Wow, good luck.
Well, you leave your spaceship up in orbit, you send a lander down with your people, then you rocket yourself right back up and then take off.
I guess.
Simple. Maybe you even do a tether down. I don't know. I'm no engineer.
Okay.
Well, think about it. If you don't have the atmosphere to deal with like Earth, you might be able to drop a tether from a low orbit. Why not?
Because it's orbiting the planet.
Geosynchronous orbit
is
a thing.
Oh, okay, so it's not spinning.
It's spinning with you at the same
time. Yeah, right. Right.
So a tether would work. I'm like, that wouldn't fucking work.
Isn't that what they're talking about to get to the moon, or to at least get to
the
space station?
Elevators?
Yeah, elevators to get to the space station, and then from there.
That's an interesting idea. Are you familiar with space elevators?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, I think.
Really? I think it's a great idea. Take a carbon fiber fucking chain and send it all the way up into the, 20,000 miles up and have a fucking elevator ride it?
Well,
way cheaper than actually sending out.
This fascinated me about, speaking of something like that, is ship's anchor. It's not the actual anchor that weighs it down. It's the chain. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it was this big weight.
Chain, yeah.
Yeah, but it was it's the swing of the chain that actually keeps the ship
steady. The anchor
steady.
Is just the end of the chain. It's just
right.
a little bit
but,
extra.
I mean,
right.
I've always thought, that's a heavy fucking anchor to keep that... ocean liner not moving. It's not
heavy.
It's a chain.
But on a small boat, it's still the anchor because you just use a rope.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Not everybody has the giant chains. But
that isn't, how much is that? I don't know. On a fishing boat, a bass boat, I guess it doesn't
have
to be that
anchor.
Heavy. Yeah,
you don't have much. They just toss it out. They're like mushroom shaped.
Yeah.
That
wouldn't help the
Queen
Mary.
Like dinosaurs on Mars and shit too, that just died out like 10,000 years ago.
Well, now you're talking about John Carter again. I think that's when he fought dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah,
that was
I just thought about that.
What you're saying is ridiculous, but it reminds
me. Obviously,
it reminds me of the theory of
everything
panspermia.
Everything he says is ridiculous.
Transpermia,
panspermia, but it's the swapping of spit, so to speak, between Earth and Mars whenever they get bombarded by a comet or something, it knocks off pieces of
asteroid
it
hits
that have potentially
Mars,
contaminated
cast off comes off of Mars, lands on Earth. life on the cast off.
Thank you. You get it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sperm was what got me, you know.
Some people think that Earth was originally colonized by Mars.
We're all Martian, man.
You believe that?
No, I don't believe that, but that's the theory.
What do you believe?
We're all African.
Did it show up spontaneously, like they say? More or less, came out of a pile of goo, amino acids.
Primordial ooze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case, right?
I wasn't there, but yeah.
I was.
What do you think, Armand?
I'd say that's probably a good bet.
Thank you.
Wrong. It was Jesus.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I'm the one that pioneered the theory of primordial ooze, so I made that up.
Hey, that's my gag.
I made that up, too.
You son of a bitch.
Like that?
So now Christians don't believe that, huh? So they think,
hey,
I mean, just because God created it doesn't mean he couldn't create the primordial ooze.
There's a fair amount of them think the world's only 5,000 years old.
4004 B.C., yeah.
Yeah.
Bishop Usher. Yeah.
Pretty fucking crazy.
October 23rd, 10:30 a.m., I believe, was the time of the creation. Did you know
what?
That? Yeah. Bishop Usher, this bishop, for Englishman, decided he would like go through the Bible and find out who begat whom and all this crap.
Right.
And he went all the way back to the creation was on October 23rd, 4004 B.C.
He's fucking making that up. Fuck that guy.
Well, he's dead, so.
We got some interesting comments.
Put a lot of research into it.
From the comment verse here.
Oh, good.
Kevin claims that Obama was, in fact, from Mars. So that's interesting.
He had the ears for it. Yeah, he does look like an alien.
I'm donkey. Shane likes to say, or wanted to say, anybody remember the glass highways on Mars conspiracy? I do not remember that.
What's that one?
No,
I don't know that one.
Sounds pretty neat.
Elucidate.
Please don't.
Amplify, boy.
Amplify. Did anyone see Pinocchio in outer space? I have not seen Pinocchio.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Why didn't
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him.
Love that guy.
Yeah. How did Bugs Bunny run into him?
Mars.
Yeah. What was he, in a spaceship or something? How did Bugs get up there?
I couldn't tell you how
he
Bugs
just woke
got
up there. Wasn't
Bugs
it?
Usually, got there.
Oh, no. They usually sent something there and abducted. Remember, he'd wake up on Mars, like, for whatever reason, it dug out his entire hole.
Oh.
Remember? And then he'd wake up, come out, like, with fucking coffee, like, I'm on Mars! You know, freak the fuck out.
Pretty funny.
Must have took a wrong turn to the Albuquerque.
A quakey.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was funny.
Yeah, I liked Marvin the Martian.
Yep. He was in a couple of
space modulator.
Yeah. El Chapo says, hopefully they find oil on Mars so we can give it freedom.
It does sound like it needs to be free.
And I think that's a good stopping point for the show today.
Been impressed by the small atmosphere.
So when do we get to Mars? Anybody want to take a shot? What's the year of the
Phil,
landing?
Phil, are you mental? We just got there.
No,
I can't tell
I mean,
who's
men.
It.
Men on Mars. Oh. Men.
I can't tell who's saying
or
it
women.
It's on Facebook and I'm on YouTube, but somebody is saying
25.
That we're leaving this year to go to Mars. I don't
know. I know Musk was talking about 2024. I mean, that's
what I heard,
getting pretty close.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that one. Well, it takes, what, 18 months to get there?
No, God, no. They left in July.
You can get there in 8 months. Yeah, 8-9 months.
Okay.
Just depends on
the round trip's 18 months.
Where the orbits are. Like, so say Earth and Mars are
a lot of it. Right. A lot of it depends on that. Yeah.
Eric's phone's ringing. Anyway, guys, we're going to call the show. That'll be it for this week. Hopefully, we're back next week. I don't know. It's up to Eric. Maybe we'll do a remote show. He's begging me more or less to do a remote show.
I want
to
do a remote show. It doesn't matter. My house, his house, your house.
I don't have a house.
We're doing a remote show
in my
from
room.
Armand's.
Yeah, this is a remote show.
From
Armand's, this is my
right?
house. I live here.
Maybe we will. I got some interesting little wireless mics we might be able to do something like that on. If it makes sense, we'll do it. Otherwise.
Do it at Ocho Man's house.
We're supposed to do an Ocho Man show Friday at his house. So.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Eric, you
can't wait to miss that one.
All right, cool. Well, Friday morning, we'll leave around 9. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We will catch you next time.
Do it at the bottom of Ocho Man's pool.
No. Red button me, Eric.
Red button you.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
Oh,
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.